Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A truck driver who pleaded guilty to causing the deaths of two people after crashing into a parked ambulance has been sentenced to 4.5 years jail in a Rockhampton court. Nurse Ray Wyeth and his patient Martin Howes died when the collision occurred near Stanwell in 2021. Timothy Lee Wilson will be eligible for parole in January 2026. A 23-year-old man accused of being behind the wheel of a stolen car that crashed into an unmarked police vehicle has had his case mentioned in court. Police say the Land Cruiser ute was travelling on the wrong side of the road in Rocky View Saturday night when the collision occurred, injuring two officers. The driver of the vehicle faced court yesterday, where he was remanded in custody and had his matters adjourned to May 9. Detective Acting Inspector Luke Peachy says support is being offered to the officers.
We won't rest, and look, this won't deter us. This will just make us more determined. Our thoughts go out to the families of those police officers and family and friends of those police officers.
And greyhound advocates are calling for tighter regulations in Queensland's racing industry. It comes as a young greyhound died last week, the first to die on the Rockhampton racetrack this year. Meantime, the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission has reported more than 2,000 greyhound deaths within the state's racing system in the past five financial years. Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds Director Annie Henley says at the very least, caps need to be introduced to stop racing participants from breeding as many puppies as they want.
And the ones that are deemed fast enough or good enough for the track, they're named and registered with the racing industry at that time. What happens to the puppies that don't make the grade? We don't know. The government doesn't know. I don't even think the racing industry knows.
Just briefly updating local sport, and AFL Capricornia heads into round two this weekend. Last round, the Swans thrashed BITCS Saints by 96 points, earning their spot on top of the ladder. In the senior men's comp, they clashed the Suns at Clinton Park on Saturday.